This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 6th, 2026. ARRL has announced today that it is a supporting partner of America 250, joining the nationwide celebration of the 250th anniversary of our country in 2026. America 250 is the national nonpartisan organization charged by Congress to lead the commemoration of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, a milestone that marks America's semi-quincentennial. Through education, engagement, and service, America 250 seeks to bring Americans together to reflect on the nation's history and renew commitment to the ideals that unite us. As a supporting partner, ARRL will contribute to America's 250 mission by highlighting the historic and ongoing role of amateur radio in connecting people, supporting public service, and strengthening civic engagement across the United States. Since its founding in 1914, ARRL and its members have played a vital role in technical innovation, emergency communications, and volunteer service in communities. Amateur radio has been a part of the American story since the earliest days of wireless communication, said ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR. For more than a century, the amateur radio service has advanced the nation's communications capabilities by fostering technical innovation, developing a pool of trained and skilled operators, strengthening emergency and public service communications, and promoting international goodwill. These enduring contributions reflect why amateur radio continues to serve the public interest as a uniquely resilient and volunteer-driven national resource. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, it's important to recognize the organizations and volunteers that have contributed to communities for generations, said Jen Condon, Executive Vice President of America 250. Amateur radio reflects the spirit of service, innovation, and civic engagement to the heart of our nation's history, and we are proud to welcome ARRL as a supporting partner in this historic commemoration. ARRL is also strengthening STEM education by bringing amateur radio into American classrooms through hands-on project-based curricula and teacher training. By connecting youth with real-world experiences, these programs bridge educational gaps, boost student achievement, and open pathways to higher education and careers in wireless communications and related technical fields. As part of its alignment with the U.S. semi-quincentennial, ARRL is advancing several major initiatives throughout the year. The ARRL Year of the Club, America 250 Worked All States Operating Event, and 2026 ARRL Field Day, June 27th through the 28th. ARRL's partnership with America 250 reflects a shared commitment to honoring America's past while investing in the civic, technical, and volunteer spirit that will carry the nation's forward. The National Conference of Volunteer Examiner Coordinators Question Pool Committee has removed 2 questions from the general class question pool and 1 question from the extra class pool from use. Due to recently published FCC rule changes affecting the 60-meter band, general class questions G1A04 and G1C09 are no longer valid and must be removed from use on examinations. Extra class question E4D05 must also be removed from it. It contains more than one correct answer. And all affected questions should be removed from the examinations as soon as possible. Updated general class question pool files, including the errata and new information, have been posted to the NCVEC General Class Question Pool webpage. And the current Element 3 General Question Pool became effective on July 1, 2023, and it is now valid through June 30, 2027. Updated question pool files have also been posted to the NCVEC Extra Class Question Pool's webpage, and the current Element 4 Extra Question Pool became effective on July 1, 2024, and it is valid through June 30, 2028. The ARRL-VEC advises the amateur radio community, and particularly volunteer examiners, VEs, to regularly check the NCVE website at www.ncvec.org for updates to the question pools, which may include errata and withdrawn questions. Edge of Space Sciences, an ARRL-affiliated club in Englewood, Colorado, has been monitoring 3 amateur radio Pico balloons as they continue to circumnavigate the globe. Officially, the balloons are referred to as flying Pico tracker balloons. That breaks down to Pico for small, tracker, custom-built computer which has a GPS and radio transmitter to relay its location over long distances, and balloon, what you attach to a computer to see how far it can go. 2 balloons were released at HamCon, Colorado on October October 25th, 2026, EOSSP-3 has completed 5 circumnavigations as in currently lost somewhere up north. No signal has been heard now for 4 days. ESOSSP-4 has completed several circumnavigations and is currently approaching India. Meanwhile, ESOOP-2, launched on September 18th, completed its 10th circular navigation at 12:05 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on February 4th. You can track the balloons on APRS.fi. Flight logs of both WSPR and APRS trackers, as well as various balloon configurations, are available. Club member Michael Pappas, W9CN, says the club has been active with Pico balloons since 1990, and it is an effort to help kids, as well as seasoned amateurs, understand the dynamics involved. The club has an FAA Part 101 waiver for Pico balloons up to 30 pounds, said Pappas. Air traffic will be diverted away from the balloon's path. Pico balloons are pretty inexpensive to construct. The balloon is similar to a Mylar party balloon and cost around $7. A small transmitter averages about $170. More information about the Pico balloons can be found on the club's website. Additional funding is available now for radio clubs. At their annual meeting on January 29th, the ARRL Foundation Board of Directors voted unanimously to increase the maximum grant award in their grants program from $3,000 to $5,000 in support of the ARRL Year of the Club. Radio clubs are encouraged to apply for funding to support eligible amateur radio-related projects and initiatives, particularly those with a focus on educating, licensing, and supporting activities that contribute to developing active hams. The Foundation Grants Program accepts proposals 3 times a year through an online application in February, June, and October. Information can be found on the ARRL website, and questions regarding grant proposals or eligibility may be directed to email at foundation@arrl.org. Several amateur radio clubs across the country will operate special event stations for President's Day and George Washington's birthday. The Mount Vernon Amateur Radio Club in Virginia will host a special event to commemorate 2026 President's Day and George Washington's birthday. Special event station K4US will be in operation on February 14th to the 15th from 1000 Zulu to 0300 Zulu each day from George Washington's Mount Vernon estate on the west shore of the Potomac River. Frequencies used will be 7.042, 7.242, 14.042 and 14.242 megahertz, and a QSL card will be available. Meanwhile, the K9WRA Woodford County, Illinois Repeater Association will operate special event station N9L on February 14th to the 15th, 1600 Zulu to 2200 Zulu, to honor President Washington's 294th birthday and Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Contact can be made on 7.205 megahertz, and a QSL card will be available there as well. And the Columbiana Basin DX Club in George Washington will operate special event station W7G on February 22nd, 2026, to commemorate President Washington's birthday. George Washington, by the way, is the only location in the United States with the first and last name of a U.S. president. Visit the club's website for more information. And you can visit the ARRL Special Event Stations database to find on-the-air events and commemorations in your area. From February 7th through the 22nd, 2026, a 16-day event will be held to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the city of Gdynia, Poland, 1926 to 2026. The Board of Pomeranian Field Division of the Polish Amateur Radio Union, PZK, in Gdansk, is inviting all amateur radio operators to participate. Radio contacts with 6 special event stations accumulating the required number of points will qualify for an operator to receive a commemorative electronic award. A limited number of commemorative paper QSL cards will also be sent, but only to operators served by QSL bureaus. Amateur radio operators are advised to update their profile on QRZ.com to be eligible for the awards. It's estimated now there are some 16,000 amateur radio operators in Poland. Complete information, including frequencies and modes and call signs of the special event stations, can be found at ARRL.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Thailand's newest satellite, NACTSAT-2, was recently deployed from the ISS. Although it has commercial payloads on board, they have also added an APRS digipeater for hams. The digipeater uses 145.825 MHz FSK 9600 baud AX25 for both uplink and downlink. If interested in telemetry, you can tune to 400.630 MHz, which of course is outside the ham band, but you can still receive it. The telemetry is also FSK 9600 baud, AX25. The amateur call sign is HS0K. There should be a lot more satellites developed and launched this year, some deployments from the ISS, and some as add-on passengers on commercial launches. Should be interesting to see what some of the clubs, schools, and universities come up with. We will keep you informed with the weekly ARRL audio news. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, February 5th through the 6th, it's the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest. That's CW. February 7th and 8th, the LABRERS digital contest. That's digital. February 7th through the 8th as well, Vermont QSO party. That's all modes there. February 7th and 8th, the 1010 International Winter Contest, single sideband and phone. February 7th through the 8th, the F9AA Cup. That's CW. And February 7th through the 8th, the European Union DX contest. That is CW and phone. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions on February 7th, the Hendricks County Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Indiana Section Convention. That's in Danville, Indiana. February 13th through the 15th, the Orlando Hamcation hosting the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention in Orlando, Florida. And February 20th through the 21st, the Greater Houston Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Texas State Convention in Roseburg, Texas. And remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Villages Amateur Radio Club in the Villages, Florida, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.